Are you quitting your other job, or what? Your job as a jailer or whatever the hell?
Probably, because I might not have enough time to do it.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. You're going to miss it at all? You're going to miss your boyfriends over there? It's at the Shawnee County Jail, right?
Yeah.
Which you explained isn't... You can't really develop long-term Oz type relationships. Did you watch Oz?
No, I didn't.
You're a prison guard, or excuse me, a jail guard. Is that right?
Corrections officer.
Corrections officer, and you haven't seen Oz before?
No.
You got to see that movie or that TV show.
Okay, that's what everybody tells me. I don't want.
Yeah, especially with what there's this one female guard. She's like hooking up with prisoners and stuff. Yeah, is that like what you're doing?
That's a big no-no. Yeah. That's the first thing they tell you. Like right after I got hired, they're like, don't do that with prisoners.
That says something about their screening process that they'd have to ask or tell you that, don't you think?
Well, one, a male officer actually was having sex with a female inmate, and it was consensual, but he was thrown in prison, in like a federal prison for 10 years for it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why none of that.
Huh. Interesting. So you never with any of the inmates?
No, I get hit on them all the time, but nothing's going to happen.
You'd hit on them?
No, they hit on me.
Oh.
All the time.
Yeah, give me some examples. Like, what did they do?
I was running a mail module, and I
had... Is that just like a cart?
It's what they live... Like, there's a day room and then all their cells. The day room's what I'm in and what they sit in and watch TV and stuff.
It's called a mail module?
Yeah.
Like, mail as in... Male, female?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
I was... Sorry, you're giving me these looks like, I can't believe you don't understand prison terms. Like, I'm running the mail module. I'm like, okay, I guess that could be the cart that has the mail, and you go and drop it off to the inmates. Well, that's not a... Okay,
sorry.
Fine.
Mail, M-A-L-E.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anyhow.
I was standing there, and I was looking up something, and he was like, this guy came up to me, he's one of the inmates, and he was like, your eyes are like sapphires, and your lips are like rose petals, and your hair is like sunshine shooting out of your head. I just want to F you. I was like...
Except he didn't say F?
No, he said the word. And I was like, okay. I was like, thanks, but it's not really how you pick up women.
So is that like a daily occurrence that a male inmate would hit on you?
Oh, yeah. I got hit. When I ran that module that night, I got hit on for 8 hours straight.
Is that why you had the job? Do you like that attention or something?
No.
Just joking.
Nah.
Huh.
That's one thing I won't really miss about that job.
Was there ever any danger? Like, were you ever worried that one of them was going to, like, smack you or try to...
They would never hit a female officer because they know the other guys there, the other inmates, would beat them up, and then that the... sergeants and stuff would get really mad at him.
And so I need to get the pretty music back up for that, because that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, you have any other jail stories you want to share with us?
Not now.
It's been a little bit rough.
Yeah.
Thinking about leaving, and you're going to miss all your boyfriends. But you didn't really get to spend that much time with knowing inmates, right? Because they're in and out of a jail.
Yeah.
Because we learned the difference between jail and prison.
Yes, we did.
And, you're teaching me a lot about this stuff. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And I would appreciate a little bit less, you know, I don't know, Stooks is such a moron because he doesn't know everything about jail type talk.
I have never called you a moron or any other names.
You do it with your eyes. You do it with your eyes.